I managed to grab a bit of Sarah and Doogie's time. Now, you guys are from Kirtland High School in Methelland Fife, yes?
Yes.
You've come quite a... It's not that far, is it?
An hour.
About an hour, yeah? Now, you guys are giving a presentation today, is that right? Or have you been sharing your examples of your work with Implemento?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've been using this with the teachers in your school. Can you tell us about it, what you've been doing?
Yeah, what we've done, Mr. Ross pulled all the years together, but separately, and our workshop of the use of Implemento was about university or where you want to be in 5 years' time, mm-hmm. like what your goal was. Mm-hmm. So we wrote that the main goal was to go to university or to be running your own business or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we wrote how we wanted to get there, what the worst thing could be, maybe like to not get employment after university, mm-hmm. and how you would go about changing that. And mm-hmm. that was our main...
But also, what would happen if you did get there?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. and what your ultimate best possible outcome would be.
Mm-hmm. But also, what your worst possible outcome would be and how you would cope with that and how you get back on track towards mm-hmm. what you want to achieve.
So what do you think this tool is doing then for learners, kind of people who are in your position, looking to use it in that particular context? What did it do for you?
It focuses you into what you want to achieve or... in which ways you're going to achieve. Like, maybe once you've done an Implemento, you realise that that path that you've chosen really wasn't for you, so you change paths.
Yeah, I think it gives you the flexibility and it gives you the chance to look forward so you know what you're aiming for, because obviously it's a lot easier to get there if you know where you're going. And, if one way to get there would be, for university, you needed to get 4 A's and mm-hmm. you've took 4 hires that year, then you know just how hard you need to try to get the 4 A's mm-hmm. to be where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's given you a bit more, I hate to say it, but control over where you're going or a clearer picture?
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
You'd agree with that?
Definitely.
So a worthwhile experience for pupils to use that tool?
Yeah, I would think so. I think it could be used in loads of different contexts. That's just one of the ways that we use it. I know from the conference and one of the presentations that we watched, that's been taken in so many different ways. And I think the way that we've taken it, it's been completely different, but it's been just as beneficial to us as it has been to them.
Great stuff. Well, listen, thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you.
And hopefully you get to where you're wanting to go.
Thank you.
Thanks.